Good evening, listeners, and welcome along again to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And you're listening to us tonight, coming from the studios of Planet FM in Auckland. Our delayed broadcast going out on Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Capity Coast Radio, Plains FM in Christchurch, and greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz. Right, listeners in Wellington, this is the last time you'll hear us on a Saturday night. You're listening to us on the 18th tonight, and from next week, the 26th, we're moving to 10 p.m. on Sunday night. So from 10 to 11 p.m. the new time on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. So if you're a regular listener, you'll know to move on next week. And if you know people that tune in from time to time, make sure you pass the news on. So wherever you listen tonight, whether it's the Wednesday in Auckland, Saturday in Wellington, or the South Island, or any other night of the week online, I hope you can sit back and relax and enjoy an hour of music, and we'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland. Huge weekend coming up for Irish sport, with the All-Ireland Hurling Final taking place in the early hours of Monday morning. More about that later on. But as always, we have plenty of good music on the programme, and we start off here tonight with Dolores Keane singing Where Have All the Flowers Gone. Yes, Dolores Kane there, and where have all the flowers gone? Well, I hope you've gone nowhere. You can sit around or lie around here for the next hour and hear the best of Irish music and all the news from Ireland. And speaking of news from Ireland, not long to go now till the visit by His Holiness Pope Francis. He arrives in Ireland on the 25th, coming for 36 hours, and he'll be celebrating in Croke Park a mass on the 25th, meeting the Taoiseach, meeting the President on that day. Then on the morning of the 26th, he flies to Knock Airport. He'll be in Knock for an hour from about 9:30 till about 10:30, and he will recite the Angelus at the gable of the church where Mary appeared in 1879, and then he will fly back to Dublin for the big open-air mass at the Phoenix Park, and arrangements are being made for that. And I just saw one of the leading men organising it is a former SAW doctor, Johnny Donnelly. Johnny is an event organiser, and he's obviously the main man, and he said it's going to be a full 12 hours of entertainment. There'll be bands, there'll be video clips, there'll be lots and lots of things happening. And just some of the statistics around what will be happening: there'll be 500,000 people attending, there'll be 3,000 people distributing Holy Communion, and there'll be 500,000 hosts. There'll be also bread sandwiches, I think 22,000 loaves, sliced pans will be made up into sandwiches for people to buy, and obviously a plentiful supply of water. And the police and the organisers are saying people have to treat it like a pilgrimage, so be prepared to maybe make big sacrifices by certainly parking your car a long way away, use all the public transport as available, but you'll have to walk vast distances as well. So everybody's hoping that it'll be a nice fine weekend of weather when His Holiness Pope Francis comes to Ireland in 2 weeks' time. Right, we'll continue on. We'll come back with more news and preview the All-Ireland Hurling Final, which is coming up this weekend between Limerick and Galway. Well, I got an email the other day from Alan Hayes. He lives in Stockport outside Manchester, and he must listen to the programme on planetaudio.org.nz from time to time. And he came across, he asked me to play a song called The Irish Raver. And so we tracked it down, and he wanted me to dedicate this to a couple of friends of his listening in New Zealand. That's Lily Coles and Clive Jackson. They're up in Whangarei. And another friend of his, Stephen Whittaker, listening in Auckland. So here's this song called The Irish Raver. I forget the name of the girls that sing it, but it's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek song. Hope you enjoy it here on Ireland Calling.
I am mad for Ireland, sure I am. I got me Irish accent from me nan. I am English born and bred, put me here on father's head. I am mad for Ireland, sure I am. Every summer all my friends go up to Spain, but I'm in Clonakilty in the rain. I'm in Kerry, I'm in Clare, my second home's on Ryanair. I am mad for Ireland, it is plain. The greatest parks in Ireland, to be sure. Home, Kathleen.
massacre for the Irish, as I said. I can't leave them Irish boys alone.
That was the Irish Raver sung by the Hayes sisters there, and that special dedication coming from Alan Hayes, who's living in Stockport, to friends of his in New Zealand, Lily Coles and Clive Jackson and Wonga Ray and Stephen Whitaker in Auckland. Hope you enjoyed that particular piece of music, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And hope you can stay with us for the rest of the night. Just let you know of about a big fundraising event happening at the Irish Society on Sunday, the 26th of August, Sunday week. It's a 10:30 a.m. Charity fundraising brunch in aid of the Head and Neck Cancer Support Group. And tickets for this are on sale now. They're only $25 each and must be booked in advance. And there's only limited to 100 tickets. And there's going to be lots of raffles and silent auctions. So Bridie Murphy, if you president of the Irish Society, Bridie's organising this, and she'd like as many people as possible to support her. So if you'd like to come along and support that event, why don't you get in touch with Bridie through the Irish Society in Auckland, or look her up on Facebook, and she will, what do you call it, she's taking donations as well if people can make it and they want to help fundraise for an organisation that helps people who have had head and neck cancer, and there isn't a lot of support for people like that. So it's a great event. So Bridie's a great person. So Bridie, hope you're keeping well and that people will support this great event you're organising on Sunday, the 26th of August at the Auckland Irish Society, and that's kicking off at 10:30 a.m. This weekend, on Friday, they've got Irish Gold Group Lunch, and then on 6 o'clock from Friday night, they've got Club Night with Celtic Kitchen is open, and then they've got board games and cards. Not sure, I don't see anything there, but they'll be showing the All-Ireland Final at the Irish Society, but I'm sure they'll be able to show a replay of it. So it's coming on this weekend. It's Galway against Limerick. Galway defending champions, won last year after a 29-year wait, and had to endure two replays to get to the All-Ireland Final. Of course, beat Kilkenny in the Leinster Championship Final replay. That game played at Thurles, and they also had to make a second trip to Thurles to beat Clare, only beaten them by a point. So it's Galway against Limerick. Limerick haven't won the All-Ireland Hurling Final since 1973, a 45-year gap. But if indications are that it'll be a very tight game and it could be only a puck of ball between them, it might even be a draw. And I'm not sure when the replay, because Croke Park, as I said, is used the following week for the Pope's visit, and then the following week after that is the football final. So we could be looking probably at the maybe the 1st of September before the football final, if they're to do a replay. But hopefully it won't go to a replay, and I think it should be a great game. Now, there's ways you can tune in and watch the game, and the easiest way to do it, if you're at home, and there's a great deal on the GAAGO.ie website at the moment. So if you want to watch the two finals and the minor finals coming up over the next few weeks, you can log on there, and they had a special deal. I think it was around 50 or 60 euro. But if you just want to watch the final this weekend, you can watch the two finals as a price there on the GAAGO.ie website. If you want to listen free to air, you can tune in to RTE Radio, and you can hear their commentary and build up, which is excellent. Or you can listen to Limerick Local Radio, which will give you a local perspective, as will Galway Bay FM. So Galway taking on Limerick in the senior final, and Galway are also in the minor final. I think they're in the playing Kilkenny in the minor final. I'll check that and let you know before the end of the program. And just quickly looking back to last weekend, Dublin were too good for Galway in the football. Galway certainly had a chance in the first half didn't take all their chances and missed a penalty, but in the second half, Dublin just a class apart. And then the second All-Ireland football semi-final was between Ulster teams, Monaghan and Tyrone. So Tyrone beat Monaghan just by a point. Bit of disappointment by Monaghan because they felt they should have got a free in the last minute of the game. But Tyrone advanced, but everybody expects Dublin to be too strong and go on and win their fourth All-Ireland title in a row, that game coming up on the 2nd of September. Righto, we'll continue on with some music here, and this is a bit of a medley from Dominic Kerwin, including Patsy Fagan and Golden Jubilee.
I'm working here in Glasgow, I've got a decent job. I'm carrying bricks and mortar and the pay is 15 bob. I get up in the morning and I rise up with the lark. And when I'm walking down the street, you can hear the girls remark. Hello, Patsy Fagan, you'll hear the girls all cry. Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of my eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland and there's no one can deny. You're a hare and scare and devil me care and decent Irish boy. Now if there's one among you that would like to marry me, I'll take her to my little home, my cottage by the lea. I'll dress her up in satins and I'll please her all I can. Let your people see that I'm a decent Irish man. Hello, Patsy Fagan, you'll hear the girls all cry. Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of my eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland and there's no one can deny. You're a hare and scare and devil may care and decent Irish boy. Way down in the County Kerry, in a place they call Tralee, a fine old couple, they live there, named Kit and Pat McGee. Well, today's their golden wedding, and they want the world to know just how they looked when they were wed 50 years ago. So put on your Owney breeches and your coat of emerald green. Take off your hat, me darling, and put on your old cobbie. For today's your golden wedding, and you want the world to know just how you looked when you were wed 50 years ago. In the days when I was courting, I was never tired of sporting. In the alehouse, or the playhouse, or many a house beside. When I told me brother Seamus, I'd go off and be quite famous. And before I'd come back again, I'd roam the world wide. Ah, goodbye, Merchant Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll take the Bradys, no longer I'll be fooled. For sure as my name is Carney, I'll be off to California. Instead of digging Bradys, I'll be digging lumps of gold. Come single bell and bowl, and to me pay attention. Don't ever fall in love, 'tis the devil's own invention. Now first I fell in love with a maiden so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Bell, out of Captain Kelly's kitchen. With me turralooraloo, me turralooraladdie, me turralooraloo, and me turralooraladdie. It's a great day for the Irish, it's a great day for fair. The sidewalks of New York are thick with Blarney. For sure you'd think New York was Alkalani. It's a great day for the shamrock, for the flags in full array. And as we go on swinging, every Irish heart is singing, it's a great, great day. And as we go on swinging, every Irish heart is singing, it's a great.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling. Hopefully you enjoyed that music there from Dominic Kerwin. And he was singing a medley of tunes there, including Patsy Fagan and Golden Jubilee. And the programme you're listening to, Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Just to remind you, this is the last time you're listening to us on a Saturday night in Wellington, because we're moving to Sunday from the 26th of August, 10 p.m. on a Sunday night. So make sure you tune in to Ireland Calling. And of course in Auckland you're hearing us on Planet FM in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Access Radio, Capri Coast Radio, and Plains FM in Christchurch on a Saturday night. Now, if you know anybody that's been affected by or worked in a Magdalen laundry, the government have set up a restorative justice ex gratia scheme, and anybody that feels they want to put a claim in for any wrongdoing they felt was done to them, the government welcomes them. So I suppose the best way to do that, if you're in New Zealand, would be to contact the Honorary Irish Consulate here in Auckland. They have all the details, but it's all up online on the government's website as well, at the Department of Justice. It's www.justice.ie, and then you /Magdalen scheme. That should get you there. But if you're personally affected, or you know somebody that was, and feels there's a chance that they should apply for compensation, they should get in touch with the Department of Justice in Ireland. But maybe in the first place here, you could contact the Honorary Consulate in Auckland. And of course, there'll be a new Irish embassy in New Zealand in the very near future. And I know the ambassador has been appointed, and when he takes up residence, I'm sure he'll be keen to have a chat to us here on the programme. I'll organise that inside the next few weeks. Right, let's continue on with the news, but the great pictures in lots of the papers this week in Cork especially was the fact that the tickets for the Liam Miller benefit match, the 45,000 tickets for the fundraiser on the 25th of September at Porky Cueve have now sold out, so that's a fantastic achievement, and the Lord Mayor of Cork is calling on the Minister for Education to allow all schools in the Cork region to take a half day on the day of the 25th to let people go along, and no doubt there'll be a huge amount of money raised for the Miller family. Of course, Liam was a former Cork City, Man United, Celtic, and he was also a Central Mariners player, soccer player, and died earlier this year at the young age of 36 and left a young wife and a young family behind him. So well done to the GAA for making Porky Cueve available. And well done to all the people who have contributed and sold out to make it a memorable day, where Roy Keane will put together a group of former Man United players against a Martin O'Neill-led former Celtic player. Celtic won't be too happy today. They were knocked out of the European Champions Cup last night. They were beaten 2-1 away to the Greek side, so huge disappointment for them, because there's huge amounts of money involved the longer you keep in the championship. The Rose of Tralee, it kicks off next week, and you can watch that online on the RTE player. It's free to air, so if you want to follow and see how the Roses are going, you can tune in and watch that on the RTE player next week. Right, we'll take another bit of music, and then we'll come back and continue on with the programme here. The programme you're listening to is Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. This time we've got the Dublin City Ramblers, and they're singing all about Meet Me at the Pillar.
I was walking down by Island Bridge, just doing as I please. This April day the sun was warm, there was but a gentle breeze. I wandered up the old stone steps into the Phoenix Park to watch the children laugh and play in the hours before the dark. I strolled up by the monument and lay down on the ground. Then people started crying when they heard a battle sound. I don't know what came over me. For a moment I could hear the echo of a song. Soldier's voice kept calling in my ear. Meet me at the pillar, son. Meet me there at noon. I need you, brave young Irishmen. There's something we must do. Meet me at
the pillar sun, it still is not too late. It's time to sing a freedom song. Come soon, I cannot wait. I turned around to see this man, but nobody was there. In the distance, I could hear the drums, yet a stillness filled the air. I closed my eyes and in my dream, a soldier I could see. He said his name was Padre Pierce, and he kept on calling. That awful night I lay awake, and many times I cried. I could not answer his command, no matter how I tried. There in the dark I did my best to say a silent prayer. When they take him to his fate, he'll know how much I care. Meet me at the pillar, son. Meet me there at noon. I need you, brave young Irish men. There's something we must do. Meet me at the pillar, son. It still is not too late. It's time to sing a freedom song. Come soon, I cannot wait. It's time to sing a freedom song. Come soon, I cannot wait.
Yes, the Dublin City Ramblers there, and Meet Me at the Pillar. Welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling here with Oliver Lee. And what has been happening in Ireland? Well, there was uproar in Ireland last week when a picture appeared on the front. Basically, the front page of the Irish Independent showed a young mother with her seven children who were homeless on Thursday night or Wednesday night, and they stayed at the Garda station in Talla. And she took a photograph and obviously put it up on her Facebook, and this picture was all over all the papers in Ireland on Friday and Saturday, and basically people calling for an end to the housing crisis in Ireland. And this young mother, who's separated from the father of her children, is a member of the travelling community, and she's obviously taken huge amount of abuse because of the online post and all types of criticism, what she's doing with seven children when she hasn't got a home and hasn't got a job and stuff like that. But it just highlights the whole area of homelessness. And Sister Stanislaus Kennedy and Father Peter McVerry, they were among two of the many people that have been discussing all the talk about homelessness in Ireland and all the big cities over the last few days. And of course, this is going to get worse because the Pope Francis, you know, he's out there. He wants to help the poor people, follow in the footsteps of St. Francis. And as a result of him coming to Ireland in 2 weeks' time, some of the hotels and motels where these homeless people have been put up, they're going to have to move out to make way for people that will come and pay more money to stay. So it's a huge issue. There's over 10,000 homeless people in Ireland now, and the Minister for Housing, Owen Murphy, he is off on a month-long, supposedly, somebody said a month-long holiday, but I don't think he is. He's walking the Camino in northern Spain, and the opposition housing minister, spokesperson, said he deserves a holiday, but it just highlights this issue, and we have it here in New Zealand as well, the lack of affordable housing in Ireland, and especially in Dublin. But this young mother and her seven children just highlighted you know, what's a huge problem. And then she was put into three different places over the weekend, and then on Monday she was offered another place for a one-night stay, and somebody involved in the Homeless Association in Dublin just said, this is not fair, you can't keep pushing people like this from one hotel or motel to another. We need to do something, and do something that will alleviate the whole situation. So certainly for an economy that's grown at unprecedented levels, it's leaving a lot to be answered. And we know that the government has put housing, I know the former Minister for Housing before the Enda Kenny stood down, he was a contender for leader, Simon Coveney. He put housing, when he was Minister for Housing, that was the number one priority in his list. Yet he went to seek the leader of Fine Gael, and ultimately Taoiseach, he didn't get that, and to please him he was made Deputy Leader and Minister for Foreign Affairs. Now Owen Murphy took over, and he's gone into housing, and issues don't seem to have been resolved, and it's the same with the health. There was hundreds of people on bed hospital trolleys last week, and in fact a personal friend of mine from home related a story that happened to his mum over admission to Galway Hospital last week, when she was there for over 12 hours on hospital trolleys waiting to be seen. So it's not a good look for a country that's supposed to be booming again. It won't be solved in the short time, but let's hope that the government puts it up there with some of the key things it needs to do. This song might be heard at Croke Park on Sunday at half-time. I've heard it on before. It's Martin O'Connor, and he's on the concertina with a lovely piece of music called The Bumblebee. Thank you. Welcome back. That was Mortin O'Connor there on the concertino with a piece of music called The Bumblebee, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you here with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Right, presidential election. Yes, it's happening. We will have, we've definitely got one candidate that's putting his name up. That's Michael D. Higgins, the incumbent. And Sinn Féin said that they will select a candidate. It's expected it'll be probably a female. And a number of other people are certainly seeking nominations, including Gavin Duffy, who's a former presenter of RTE, and he was obviously on RTE Radio Morning Ireland, and then he's been involved in PR work and other work over the last few years. But as people put their head above the pulpit, they're being facing lots of questions, and their personal life has been scrutinised in great detail. So it'll be very interesting to see who will actually be on the polling papers come October, when the election will take place. And even questions about Michael D. Higgins arose late last week when a former candidate, Jerry Crockwell, he said he was approached by somebody that was concerned that Michael D. Higgins, when he went to Geneva to speak at a Labour type convention event earlier this year, it was alleged that the hotel he stayed in was one of the most expensive hotels in Geneva, overlooking the lake, and it cost €3,000 per night per room. Now, under the Official Information Act in Ireland, you cannot actually find out how much a president spends on an overseas trip or anything. It's all organised by the Department of Foreign Affairs, and it's all secret, unlike what's happening here in New Zealand at the moment over the leakage of the costs involved with the travel for the opposition leader Bridges. And that information was going to be made public last week, but information around the president and the expenses of his trips aren't actually there for people to scrutinise. So it's going to get messy, and we know that the people that are putting their name up say, we want full transparency, we want the hard questions to be asked of every candidate, not just the people, or not just the people that are putting their name up to go against Michael D. Higgins. So it's expected that there certainly could be two other candidates, maybe three. Éamon O'Caoimh, who's keeping very quiet, everybody knows he's not a great fan of Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin, and of course Micheál Martin and indeed the Labour Party and Fine Gael have all endorsed Michael D. Higgins. And Fianna Fáil have their big think-in in September before the start of the new political year, and it's expected that they want this put on the agenda, whether Fianna Fáil should backtrack on their announcement they made last month and put a candidate up. So it's going to get a bit messy over the next few weeks, but we'll just have to wait and see. But everybody at the moment, Michael D. Higgins seems to be well ahead of everybody in the opinion polls. But that could change if there's a star candidate brought into the piece. Speaking of Michael D. Higgins and speaking of Galway, in the All-Ireland Hurling Final this weekend, the Galway races just took place a few weeks ago. And here we've got the Dubliners singing that great song on the banjo here as well, the Galway races.
From Limerick and passengers from Nina, passengers from Dublin and sportsmen from Tipperary. There were passengers from Kerry and all quarters of the nation. And our member, Mr. Hardy, fought a giant, the Galway Blazers, Timmy Wack, Baldadoo, Baldadinnery, Idle. There were multitudes from Aran and members from New Keyshore, the boys of Connemara and the Clare unmarried maidens. People from Cork City who were loyal, true and faithful. They brought home the Fenian prisoners from dying in foreign nations. Timmy Wack, Baldadoo, Baldadinnery, Idle. And this there you see confectioners with sugar sticks and dainties, the lozenges and oranges, the lemonade and raisins, gingerbread and spices to accommodate the ladies, and a big crew bean for troubles to be sucking while you're able. Timmy Wack, Baldadoo, others, and a sporting meal of fortune with the 4 and 20 quarters. There was others without scruple, pelting waters at poor Maggie, and our daddy well contented to be gawking at his daughter Timmy Wack. There you'll see the pipers and the fiddlers competing, the nimble footed dancers and the trippin' on the daisies. There was others shooting cigars and lights and bills for all the races, with the colours of the jockey and the price of horses' ages. Timmy Wack, fal-de-doo, fal-de-diddly-idle-day. And this there you'll see the jockeys, and they mounted on so statelily, the pink, the blue, the orange and green, the emblem of our nation. When the bell was rung for starting, all the horses seemed impatient. I thought they never stood on ground, the speed was so amazing. Timmy Wack, fal-de-doo, fal-de-diddly-idle-day. There was 500,000 people there of all denominations, the Catholic, the Protestant, the Jew and Presbyterian. There was yet no animosity, no matter what persuasion, but wild your hospitality, inducing Mr. Paisley. Timmy Wack, fal-de-doo, fal-de-diddly-idle-day.
Yes, that brings back great memories to me. The Galway races haven't come from Galway. I've only been there once or twice, but certainly another great event this year, despite the fact that got inclement weather for the two main days on the Wednesday and Thursday. But all attention from Galway people in Ireland and indeed around the world will be on Croke Park on Sunday. Just to remind you once again that Galway take on Limerick in the All-Ireland Hurling Final this weekend. You can hear it free to air on the RTE Radio 1 website. You can hear commentary there, or you can hear it through the Galway Bay FM radio station or Limerick FM. And of course, if you want to watch the game, which is brilliant in high definition, you can watch it on the GAAGO.ie website, and they've got special deals on the All-Ireland Finals over the next few weeks. So I'll certainly be up in the early hours of Monday morning to watch Galway. They'll be hoping to go back-to-back. The last time they did that and was 1988, when they beat Tipperary in the All-Ireland Hurling Final. In fact, they could have nearly done four in a row, 79, 80, 80, 70, or 87, 88 and 89. In fact, 86, I think they were in the final as well, beaten by Cork. So if you want to watch the All-Ireland Final this weekend, gaago.ie. And if you missed the news earlier, the football final will be between Dublin and Tyrone, after Dublin had a convincing win over Galway, and Tyrone just edging home by 1 point over Monaghan. And the minor football final will be between Galway and Kerry. Kerry were almost beaten by Monaghan in the minor final on Sunday. A very, very exciting game. Other sports news before we take the next piece of music. Irish Horse Show was on last week, and the Aga Khan Trophy, that big event that takes place between nations on the Friday, was won by the Mexican team for the first time, which they got a great reception, and it nearly went to a jump off. One of the Irish riders just knocked a pole and was awarded four falls against him, and had it that pole stayed up, Ireland would have gone into a jump off. And then big news on Thursday night when Thomas Barr from Waterford, he became the first Irish athlete to win a track and field medal in hurling. On Thursday night, he won the bronze medal in the 400 metre hurdles, and the Paralympic Swimming European Championships are taking place in Dublin at the moment this week, and a lot of success so far for Irish athletes. Okay, let's take a bit of music, and this song, very appropriate. I actually lived on this road for a number of years when I lived in Dublin, Raglan Road, and there was a nice feature on Nationwide, which you can see on the RT player, it's free of charge, about the man that wrote the Raglan Road song, Patrick Kavanagh, of course, from Inishkeen in County Monaghan. And it's an interesting feature about Kavanagh and where he grew up and living in Dublin. So here is Eleanor Shanley from Leitrim, I think Eleanor's from, singing all about that lovely road in Bald's Bridge called Raglan Road.
And knew that her said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November we tripped lightly along.
Yes, welcome back, and lovely song there by Eleanor Shanley, Raglan Road, a beautiful road in Ballsbridge in Dublin, and of course made famous by that song. Dubliners do a great rendition of it as well, but the song written by Patrick Kavanagh. If you're tuned in, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And just to remind you, the Auckland Irish Society, they've got coming up on Friday, they've got an Irish Gold group lunchtime, and then they have a club night on Friday with the Celtic Kitchen open, and then 7:30 onwards there'll be board games and cards. And then on Sunday week at 10:30 there's a charity fundraising brunch for the Head and Neck Cancer Support Group that's been organised by Bridie Murphy, and the tickets are $25 each and must be booked in advance, and you can contact Bridie through the Irish Society in Auckland to book your tickets. And if you can't attend, Bridie said they'd welcome any donation, big or small. So a great event there being organised by Bridie Murphy on Sunday, the 26th of August at 10:30 a.m, a fundraising brunch in aid of Head and Neck Cancer Support Group. And it's sad to see so many people suffering from the dreaded cancer. Both everywhere, I know cases at home and people here as well. So our hearts go out to them on this time. And also today in Auckland. We remember back 20 years ago to the awful bombing, the Omagh bombing, which happened on the 15th of August 1998. We know at that time there was a peace accord and things were going well. And then, unbelievable, at 3.30 or 3.40 on a Saturday afternoon in a market day in the Omagh, this bomb went off, set off by the a splinter group of the IRA, and the warning was given that the bomb was outside the courthouse, but it was given at the wrong, it wasn't there. The car was parked in another part of town, and the police were moving people away from the courthouse right into the car that was where the bomb was placed. And tragically, 29 people died, including a young mother with who was expecting twins as well. So we know many people here are from County Tyrone, and they would have known somebody. And I remember back, we linked up at Highland Radio in Donegal and took the mass live for the two young lads from Buncrana that were killed in that awful tragedy 20 years ago today. So our thoughts and prayers go out to all of the people that lost their lives in that horrific incident. And of course, you know, there's still uncertainty in Northern Ireland at the moment. There's no executive running there. And there's no sign of that happening until, you know, there's more a clear view of what's going to happen with Brexit. There's also issues for the Antrim, North Antrim DUP MP, Ian Paisley Jr., because he didn't declare that he took holidays in Sri Lanka, courtesy of the Sri Lankan government, to the value of about £60,000. And he's been suspended for a month from Parliament, but there could be suspended forever and kicked out of the party if the DUP in Northern Ireland, you know, don't come to an agreement with them. But he's under suspension at the moment, and of course the British government is propped up with the support of the 10 Democratic Unionist Party MPs, and of course there's still a huge worrying time for businesses in Ireland and indeed the UK over what's going to happen with Brexit and how all that's going to pan out. So worrying times ahead. Just to remind you once again that this weekend the All-Ireland Hurling Final between Limerick and Galway takes place at Croke Park, and of course if Croke Park could hold 150,000 people this weekend, they would sell every ticket. Huge demand, especially in the two counties that are in the final. Limerick haven't been in the final since 2007, but haven't won an All-Ireland final since 1973. Galway beat them in 1980. I was there for that particular game in the old Hill 16. And then Limerick were in the All-Ireland final again in 1994, and certainly were coasting with about 7 minutes to go. They were leading by about 7 points. And in the space of about 7 minutes, Offaly, who they were playing in the final, scored about 2-6 or 2-7. And Offaly that time were coached by a former Limerick great, Eamon Cregan. So I know Limerick people will be hoping that the long wait will be over this weekend. And they certainly looked the form team, although they weren't crowned Munster champions. They've certainly proved to be a really formidable force this year. And most pundits in Ireland are saying it could go either way. Some of them think Galway, the experience will stick to them. Galway have been in quite a number of All-Irelands and lost a few, so you have to lose one to know what it's like to win one. So Galway, having won that one last year and come through two tight replays over Kilkenny and Clare, in some people's eyes, they've just got the slight favourites. But as I mentioned earlier, it might end up being a draw and a replay again, which will be a huge boost for the GAA with bringing in more money. And then the following week, Croke Park will be packed full. I think there'll be over 90,000 the following week for the mass being celebrated. Gathering of families by Pope Francis. And then that's on Saturday the 25th. And then on Sunday, Pope Francis heads to Knock. And all of these events in Ireland will be shown live on RTE, and it'll be free to air around the world as well. So if you have a computer or an iPad and stuff like that, you'll be able to log in and to watch the events taking place in Ireland, and as well as the three big public events. It's expected that Pope Francis will visit the Capuchin Centre for Homeless People in Dublin, as well as visits with the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar at Dublin Castle, and meeting President Michael D. Higgins and his wife Sabina at Orson Uthron in Dublin, and then he will fly for a quick visit to the west of Ireland on the Sunday morning and visit Knock, where 45,000 people will be gathered, and he'll recite the Angelus after moving around to meet people. And the Pope Mobile is going to be a Skoda car, according to the organisers. They had tenders out for obviously various people to be involved in the visit. And as I mentioned earlier, former Saw Doctor and former man that used to organise all the stopovers for the Volvo Ocean races around the world, Johnny Donnelly, he's organising the huge big mass at Croke Park, and it's certainly taking shape at the moment with the new stage being built on the same site as where Pope John Paul II celebrated that mass there in 1979, and that time over a million people turned up on that particular day. Well, that's about it for another week. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme, and if you're from Limerick and Galway, I'm sure you can't wait for this weekend to come to see our two counties battle it out against each other on the biggest stage for Gaelic hurlers, Gaelic players, an All-Ireland final. And I heard John Myler, the manager of the Cork team, whose son plays soccer in England for Reading this year. He was being interviewed the other day. He's helping fundraise for a big event up the Atlantic coast, the Wild Atlantic Way. And he said that once you start playing hurling in any hurling county or start playing football, it's not money, it's the dream of walking up the steps of the Hogan Stand on that first or third Sunday of September to pick up either the Lee McCarthy or the Sam Maguire Cup. And this weekend is the Lee McCarthy Cup fought out for between Galway and Limerick. For me, I'll say good night, goodbye, and God bless. Thanks again to the Hugh Green Group, and we'll leave you tonight with McConnery's and a group of reels. Talk to you next week.